Mother of God!
Jed Breen trained the Colt Lightning on that big door maybe a fraction of a second before Sean Keegan was cocking the Remington.
Apaches!
Shut up!
Matt McCulloch, I'm alone. Let me in.
At that moment, a match flared, and Breen and Keegan spun to find Gwen Stanhope starting to light a candle.
Put it out!
Gwen shook out the match, and both men moved toward the door.
Wait! It might be a trick. Shut it!
Breen holstered his Colt and reached for the bar on his side of the door. Keegan gripped the other side.
When I say come, get in here. We're not opening the door wide, and don't tarry, because it's shutting quicker than you can pop a cap.
He nodded at Breen. Once they lifted the bar, Keegan took three steps away from the door.
Now!
The door opened, and almost immediately it was slamming shut, and the two men were dropping the bar into its holders. A man dressed like some ordinary cowboy picked himself up off the floor. He held a Winchester in his hands, but as soon as he stood, he leaned the carbine against the wall and began removing the bedroll strapped over his left shoulder.
Much obliged.
He nodded at Keegan and Breen.
Sergeant, it's been a while.
Uh-huh. You'd be a hero in my eyes if you told me a company of Texas Rangers was out there with you.
You'd be a hero to me if you told me you were just holding down the fort till the 7th Cavalry came riding down to save our hides.
Breen scratched his nose and studied the newcomer.
Did I hear you right, mister? McCulloch? Matt McCulloch, Texas Ranger. Is that what I heard?
Got the name right.
McCulloch studied Breen with cold eyes. Breen hooked both thumbs into his gun belt, the right thumb just inches from his holster.
That's what I thought. 2 years ago, Del Rio, you caught up with Joe Morse. Blew his head off with a rifle in the Carolina Saloon.
McCulloch's head nodded as his right hand moved to the Colt holstered on his right hip. He scratched his palm with the heavy hammer.
Yeah? Kenny yours?
No. I was looking for him. You beat me to him. Cheated me out of $1,500.
McCulloch traced along an old 2-inch scar just below his left eye.
I kind of wish you had caught him. He spoiled my handsome features.
Breen crossed the station and held out his right hand.
I hope you spent that reward money well, Ranger. Breen, Jed Breen.
They shook briefly, and Breen stepped away.
Hello, McCulloch. Haven't seen you since the meeting.
Uh-huh.
I guess that makes this a poker hand worth betting on, ain't that right, Griffin? You've drawn three of a kind. Not jacks, but jackals.